Jazz Festival, broadcasting Friday and Saturday, July 20th and 21st, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Good morning, you're listening to KBO Portland. Time is 10 o'clock. Up next is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, David Naiman talks to Chelsea Hudson about her new book of essays, Tonight, I'm Someone Else. All these KBO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kbo.fm and click on Donate. Stay tuned.
Cascadia. Today's Thursday, July 19th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, and all resistance all the time, because we don't have any more time to waste. This is really it. If you do consider yourself an activist, it's time to stop being an armchair activist and get up and get out there and fight for the last shreds of democracy that are left on the plate. Not to mention the last shreds of the planet left on the plate. If there are extraterrestrials, E.T., you better call Lyft and get home as soon as possible, because this one's about to blow. We're wondering, of course, about what was said regarding nuclear ambitions in Helsinki. And to that point, we are hopefully going to be able to speak with Sam Husseini today. There was an article that came out in The Nation that I came as a journalist to ask important questions. Sam Husseini sheds light on what occurred at the Helsinki summit and how he came to be forcibly ejected from the Trump-Putin news conference. Does seem to be a pattern here, doesn't there, of people asking the right questions, being forcibly ejected in the wrong way. So, that said, Husseini, for those of you who are unfamiliar with him, is a senior analyst with the Institute for Public Accuracy. And he went to Helsinki to ask Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin questions about the threat of nuclear weapons and to distribute an open letter about the need for secure elections. So, that point said, I think I may have mentioned yesterday that in the recent edition of Harper's Magazine, there was a terrific article by Andrew Coburn on entitled "How to Start a Nuclear War." Turns out that if you're in America, it's pretty damn easy for those down in the silos to get messages crossed and accidentally initiate the firing sequence for the ICBMs. That in combination with what we might possibly hear from Sam Husseini today, it should definitely get you, even if you're not an activist, you'll be up on your feet when you hear this one. The other story that I believe, and as you know, of course, I always tell you that I am biased, and these are two issues that I feel strongly about: the environment, what's left of it, and those who are about to inherit it. We are about to hand it off, what's left, and this generation is suing Donald Trump, the United States of America, in order to simply obtain the right to live and breathe in the world of the future. Doesn't seem like a big ask, does it? Turns out it's not only a big ask, but it's a big lawsuit. So we spoke yesterday with Philip Gregory, the counsel on behalf of the group of children, 21 children. Some of them are not children anymore, but who initiated that lawsuit in, I believe, 2014. And what went on in Eugene yesterday is a case in point of exactly why we need the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We need that legal refuge in times when those who shoulder the responsibility of the environment and are trying to make a go of it, trying to save what is left, and taking people such as Trump, the Trump administration, to court. Well, Philip Gregory should be joining us very shortly to go over what happened. We have another breaking news story from the our Children's Trust. That would be, of course, counsel Philip Gregory. Meg Ward also standing by, and probably not today, but in the next few programs, we're going to be speaking with some of those people. They're young people at the time. They probably feel that they've aged centuries over the last few years. There are stunning quotes from some of them. Jacob Lovell, a 21-year-old plaintiff from Roseburg, said, "I see the forest dying around my farm due to drought stress, and I breathe the smoke that's getting worse every summer to know that this is just the beginning of the destabilization that climate change has in store for my generation. It's one of the worst feelings I can think of." He goes on, and we'll hopefully be able to hear Jacob in person on the air talking about that. We're standing by for Sam Husseini and Philip Gregory talking about two apparently seemingly different topics, but topics which the end game here is a destruction of the planet, either quickly through nuclear Armageddon or the slow and dreadful death that the planet now seems to be undergoing. Nature, of course, doesn't care about people. We are no more important to nature. The human species is no important than slugs or butterflies or pretty much any other species that you can name in the eyes of nature. And according to the laws of nature, we are exactly as important as any other species. Taking that into consideration, that remember too that nature always bats last, is the saying. Nature, of course, when the planet is extremely out of balance, nature will seek, by any means necessary, to restore the dynamic stability. Total stability is death, but dynamic stability is you've got a little bit of movement in there. And right now, there the human species is wiping out other species simply for its convenience. Some mum in a suburb in some country decides that her child is allergic to something and seeks to have it wiped out. We can now do that through CRISPR, a genetic modification program that makes GMOs look like pikers in the race to achieve a monospecies planet. So she can. This woman can go take to court wherever she needs to drive it all the way up to the Supreme Court, where this particular Supreme Court is so uninformed, so dim. They're always going to rule in favor of. Wait for it. That's right. Yes, human beings, of course. Hurrah for human beings. We're wiping out every species so that we can have a Kleenex to blow our nose on or wipe our bums. That's what it's come down to, really. But nature is not going to favor us. And that means that there will be more microbes. There will be more exciting new diseases. There will be, as we get more and more pressure around the world, and more habitat destroyed. So we've got more people trying to live side by side in less and less space. Recipe for war. And of course, the United States is eagerly selling weapons to any takers around the world. So the world now, not only the United States is flooded with guns, but pretty much any other country that American gun salesmen can reach. So that said, and we also have the beans town. I constantly hear this gleeful expression, we're able to feed the world. Well, that's great. But what are you going to do about the waste? If you have a lot more people, they're going to create a lot more waste of a whole lot of a number of different kinds. Right now, the world is filling up with garbage. We cannot even cope with the human waste that we generate at an increasing pace all the time. There's the waste. What about school? How are all the people, these new people, going to find an education? Once they found it, what about work? There's less and less work. Thank you, robots. And of course, inevitably, if you have people, huge numbers of people who have very little education, if any at all, and no possibility of making a living of any kind, well, you know, put the pieces together. So we are rapidly creating a monospecies planet. Wonder what that's going to look like. And I wonder how happy the next generation, represented by our children's trust and Philip Gregory in court in Eugene, how those children are going to feel about this generation that created these conditions. How are they going to feel? Imagine yourself for just this one last minute of your Cascadia today. Imagine yourself facing this set of conditions. You'd be in court too. For that matter, court might be the safest place to be under the present circumstances. This is no small problem. It's rather one pole and the spectrum of destruction on a planetary scale. Are we going to go fast with the nuclear option, or are we going to go slowly? We're poisoning the oceans. As the ocean dies, the planet dies. We just the only question there is, how fast will that take place? And it could be very fast indeed. So when we talk about climate change, we don't mean a bit, you know, a patch of nasty weather to endure. The highest temperatures ever recorded in the Middle East last year, 126 degrees. Human beings, birds fall out of the sky at those temperatures. People cannot exist outside. They have to be indoors where they may not have air conditioning. Think about the energy that it takes to run air conditioners everywhere all the time. There are a lot of things that people don't think about because we just simply can't. We cannot think of everything all the time. But it sooner or later will have to be a constant awareness of these things that I'm speaking of, because we won't have any choices. Nature will make sure that we're aware of it all the time. This is Bea Cascadia then for Thursday, July 19th, 2018. Kip Kruger engineered for today. Thanks, Kip. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Hello, KBOO members. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here is an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There is a time commitment of about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm and fill out an application, or stop by the station to pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is July 20th, 2018. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, and want to carry forward KBOO's values.